This is from a book called Two Hearts. It's a prose work, but it's a poetic prose work. And it's fairly recent, the last 5 or 6 years. This is section 8. To be examined beneath a magnifying glass, no longer to be discovered as a ringed digression, or a fear that is itself imaginary, nor a depth that can be set as the other responds. To be much stronger than the highest mountain, to know tolerance, to find that there's no way of opening the heart, it's already raining stones. To be reassured, to offer me a swig from the bottle which brings nourishment through the chemise, meandering in my heart, whereas to refuse to caress any of the garments is the ruse that becomes mistrusted. To mistrust in the process of making, useless gestures, ships through the most powerful and mortal eroticism, they could grope towards the same with the looks of other people. Befallen, we will quickly make a way into the fibre. Chipped, we will sprinkle rose-hip water across virtually everything. Then the look spoke to me, and nobody. Scandalised, the undercut is the most appalling to manipulate. Hold, the door is stuck, the ground is dragged. Awake, this time I'm horribly awake, vague to compare and contrast the angina.